Greetings, hello, and welcome to the Beyond Earth show. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and it is Saturday, February 22nd, the year 2025. And thank you all for joining me today for today's mission. And I hope all of you have had a lovely past 2 weeks and a beautiful day and weekend so far. And I felt today was maybe a good time to, because we're right here in the beginning of the Pisces season, just to kind of, as a prelude, to discuss that a bit, because in our world, there's a tendency to have hypersensitivities with emotions in general, yet sometimes there are times throughout our planes of existence here on planet Earth that we have timelines that are a little bit more heightened with that hypersensitivity exacerbating that. And so when we're presented with essentially the planetary alignments and also with the magnetoshield and the solar forcing, a combination that might not seem as if it's absolutely congruent, however, it is congruent when you actually put the pieces of the puzzle together, that there's essentially a storm in the ether, and then there's also, let's say, a storm in the cycles, and then the storm within the cosmic kingdom at times. So these storms, and some may call it, let's just say it's not tranquil waters all the time. If so, then we'd be speaking of embracing that charity in which we would all welcome in. However, when there's a seeming hurricane or tsunami of emotions going on, and then the proclivity of our magnetoshield weakening at the same time, and the sun, and we're in a pole shift, and the magnetic rays of the sun and are in this cohesive, like a symbiosis where one affects the other. And when we guard up, when we have to shield up in our own ways to counter whatever the elements are thrown against us, of course, prayer, meditation, chanting, to do our work, because God helps those who help themselves. Whatever we're presented with that's out of our control, we can go within to try to control what we can within our own realm, within our own framework, to maximize our potential regardless of what is happening in the external and the far external realm that affects us every day. And so we are technically in Pisces season, so February 18th to March 20th, and Pisces is a beautiful sign, as every sign is beautiful. However, with Pisces, there is a great deal of emotion. And if you look at the symbolism of Pisces, it's the two fish, and they're swimming in these different directions, right? And if you look at how feelings come up and the dreaminess of it, and there's this almost like Neptunian aspect, very water and flowy. So you can go deep within the realms of the ocean of your emotions, but then also in the adverse, where you have the two fish that are going in the opposite directions, where one can go under, one can go above, right? And so the hermetic dictum, as above, so below, as within, so without. So this is a really good chance and opportunity for each of you, regardless of your belief system and respective to your belief system, but when you're feeling the feelings, even if you're atheist or you're agnostic, it doesn't matter. If you're feeling the feelings, you want to be really mindful of going with the flow. Essentially, think of your lifescape as an ocean. Think of your realm as going to the deeper recesses of the unknown, and then what's on the surface, and what is murky, what is clear. And if you have this kind of line of demarcation, so to speak, where you've been prohibited or stuck or stagnant, and whether it was complacency or fear or procrastination from the fear that created a complacency with a combination of a stagnation feeling, thereby stuck in layman's terms, where that stuck this. Things need to be dislodged. Things need to be discovered, uncovered. And essentially, that discovery within and the inner work. And so, those of you that pray, when you pray to God and you ask Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, Blessed Mother Mary, the saints, the angels, the archangels, the seraphim, the celestial kingdom, if you're Buddhist, if you're Hindu, if you're any of the, common religious backgrounds, beliefs, there's a respective element here that we all have feelings, whether or not we believe or we don't. And our feelings are paramount. Our feelings are always taking precedence. Feelings matter. Our emotions matter. So you may have noticed that some people are a little more emotional lately. There can be a lot of conflicts going on. And there's also some Venus Mars retrogrades occurring. So there's a lot of inner reflection and a lot of emphasis on health and your place in society. Your self-love, again, which is a topic I speak of quite often on this show, but also where you're being reminded to go back to that skeleton in the closet, that proverbial skeleton in the closet, and just take a moment to just transcend the fear, to open it up, just to peek in and just have that a sense of exposure to it, to desensitize some of that fear while confronting it, to really look within. And even if it's pace by pace, and then you can apply in this way and you can integrate at your pace. So, pace by pace, right? And so, if you really want to go into a deeper process of what can be necessary for changes for yourself, especially when there's so much fluidity with the Pisces season, I would say that. Sometimes when we're in fear, we want to grasp and clutch in this inherent way where we are attached, right? And in Buddhism, we're learned to detach and that the form of suffering is attachment, right? And in the Christian or Catholic principles, there's also that essential form. If you look at just Saint Francis of Assisi, who was born extremely wealthy. That he decided to, let's say, give up. And he decided to remove all his earthly material possessions to go to the seat of his soul and to serve and to give, to help the poor, the needy, to build, and to also teach about animals. He would give sermons to animals. So there's so many venerable elements to discuss. It doesn't always have to be about sacrificing in that way because everyone has a different soul purpose. You don't have to exactly be in that element of giving up your worldly goods and then surrender it and then go to the top of the mountain. Let's say, like we could go Leonard Cohen a bit there and then come down and then everything's gone. But there's this element of surrendering the fear. That's what I'm speaking of in this modern day. Surrendering. Some of the elements that you might be attached to, because we're naturally, I would say, inclined to attachment to the fear. Because sometimes, if we actually learn to let go of some fear, now there are some fears that are part of, let's see, post-traumatic stress disorders. And I know that that's a deeper avenue of fear, but I'm speaking of in our everyday fears of fear of loving ourselves, fear of achieving our goal, fear of a certain obstacle that has occurred, and we don't want that to happen again. The fears that we can actually, if we really look at it strategically, that we can essentially control it. Now, if it's a fear of something that traumatic, like an injury or an assault that happened to you, that's a very different element of fear. So I'm just announcing that disclaimer before I proceed in this particular subcategory of fear and surrendering fear. But it's all pertinent to the fears of oneself, the fears of having fun, the fears of receiving love, the fear of loving, the fear of having love, the fear of you're not good enough to play that guitar, or the fear of you're not good enough to throw a birthday party for a friend. Oh, it's not going to be perfect enough. or the fear of, you procrastinate because it might not be perfect enough, and then everything just starts to build on top of one another. And the next thing you know, there's a trajectory of non-movement, paralyzation, analysis paralysis, frozen in time, right? And so, in these respects of the fear, these respects of that sadness that is in a alignment at times where you have the fear, you have the sadness, and then you have anxiety that's compounded from the fear and the sadness and feeling stuck and almost like you're an immovable rock in that way where you just can't make movement. This is a really good time to journal, really good time to pray, a really good time to go in to affirming. And I'll get into that in a moment, but I just thought that, when you look at sometimes when you're clutching on to something because of fear, or you're clutching on to something for the illusion of that attachment, right? Look at how it serves you. And so, in the grand scheme of things, we're actually in really good luck because the element with Pisces and the Piscean way is empathy and compassion. So those are two key words that are really paramount with the Piscean way of construct. Love and virtue, right? And empathy, compassion. And so if you look at the ways of Jesus Christ and the empathy and compassion and non-judgment, the true way of Jesus Christ was non-judgment, right? You and many things have been we've been misled about throughout the ages, but there's this common aspect of decency and love and forgiveness. And so what better time to go into the Piscean season to literally look at what your fears are, what you're grasping onto, what you can surrender, quote unquote, not giving up, but you gave up, let loose the fears, the inhibitions, the self-doubt, the negative fear-based separative ego that we all have within us, the monkey mind that allows us to really just think and overthink and overthink. And by the time you know it, you're exhausted because essentially anything that's in the mind is actually far more exhausting and injurious than actual true labor or in that way of exercise, right? So, you want to really allow yourself to fully grieve, to fully go into the places in which you may have suffered loss, loss of oneself. If you lost a job, if you lost a friend, if you lost a partner, not in the death realm. I'm talking in the if it's a breakup, right? But then also, if you have lost someone in the realm of departing this planet Earth. And you're in mourning of that. And also, if you've had some financial difficulties, which, majority of America, there's over 10 million people right now that can't pay their mortgages. So that says a lot. So, and I think it's actually more than that. And we've been in a financial crisis for the last at least 5 years. And so different things are happening all across the globe for many people, but especially in America. So, you can have the financial defeat aspect with yourself where, wow, I just can't keep up. And we've been in a depression, we've been in a recession, even though we've been lied to about that, but that's another topic. So, the average household is in a deficit of 30%. That's a great deal. So, and it might even be more. So, we have that kind of stress, that extra strain that affects the financial aspect, right? And that can cause us here, even though things might be getting better, in the new year with our new administration and the new coming years. But in all regards to the self, if there's a financial aspect that has caused a setback and a job loss because of the economy being upside down, and there's a huge thing there that I'm feeling compelled to speak to, and I'll touch on that when I finish about the Piscean, and I'll go into that as well because that's it's parallel with the power of prayer, power of affirmation, the power of releasing the fear, surrendering, and letting go of those fears that hold you back because of the trauma that happened. And then also how to shift your energy and how to radiate that a little bit more so you can actually draw in, regardless of what's happening, what's been happening, and what is being resurrected right now and worked on, which will take a lot of time, you know, to whatever has been inherited from the past years is being worked on now. But still, it's like how to help yourself in the present moment. So there's financial, and then there's also health. A lot of people are suffering from health and things that they were forced to take that they shouldn't have been forced to take. But that's another topic as well. But there's a lot of frequencies to work with here. And so also in where it's a time of high vibration versus low vibration, and the oscillating aspect of where things can be accelerated and move so rapidly, the quickening is here, how to catch up with it and then slow down the pace so you don't feel overwhelmed. And in essence, though, when you go through the pain of loss, the pain of financial loss, the pain of health loss, the pain of love loss, and then also the pain of bereavement, losing someone, losing an animal, to leaving this planetary realm. There's so much to consider there, because when you have the two fishes that are represented in that way of swimming in the opposite directions, right? It's as if when you do go deeper into the abyss, deeper into the realms of the ocean and all the luminescent biological elements that you can see, right, that are like you can't see them above on the surface. It's like, wow, let that bioluminescence shine on some of those shadow aspects, right? So if you go in the shadow work, the shadow self, the inner work, and it can actually help what comes up on the surface, because the roots of a tree grow in two directions, right? And so when you're grounded, that helps, but then you also need to aerate the rest so you can grow the fruit. You can grow the apples, the nuts, the lemons, whatever it needs. But in those ways, you realize how much you can be in that juxtaposition, right? Where there's the dichotomy of pleasure, there's a dichotomy of also pain. And then the disruption that can come up with that, where, well, I just rather stay in my pain because I'm scared that once I seek pleasure and I attain it, that it'll be taken away. And then if you're in so much pleasure, you're so afraid of getting pain, then there's a part and a piece of oneself that could be really focused on avoiding pain so much that there's this self-fulfilling prophecy at best that can occur. So we have to really be cautious of what we think about. And if we're going to think about anything, it should be to the most of our ability in peace and love, self-love, and gratitude for the things that we do have. So like if you have shelter for the night, be gratitude for that. Have gratitude for that. If you know that you have food every day, be grateful for that. But there are people who don't know when they're going to get their next meal. There are people who don't have shelter. So when you go into the extremes of yourself, don't feel guilty for anything. Just don't shame over anything. Just go into the place of your inner peace, your gratitude for all the good things. And even if that good thing is just one thing, like a stranger smiled at me today, that's a good thing. And, you know, if, and also if you're feeling a bit lost, right? And a lot of people feel lost all the time, and that's okay. But you're not alone. But you want to just look into that superpower. Like, where is your why? Who is your inner self? What is your why? What is your how? And how will you achieve that? So if you just start to think about one positive aspect that you want to bring in your life, I'd like to receive a smile from a stranger. Let's just start simple. And you're just thinking about that. You're thinking about that. The next thing you know, a stranger just smiles and walks off, right? No harm done. Just a smile, a simple hello, right? And so You can also apply that with big goals, like I want to build rocket ships. Okay, great. Go there. But it's just about going through this it seamlessly at best for yourself, because in the process, it can feel very rugged. The terrain can be very tricky. It's like a Rubicon that is difficult to cross. But once that's accomplished and you're midway there, the rest can actually be essentially seamless. So you want to look at your energy field. You want to look at how your energy is being cultivated and best used for yourself and outwardly. And you also want to tap into perhaps some creativity within yourself. And creativity can be different for everybody, but in going into that psychological, spiritual creativity, well, wow, if I can think of, I'd love a glass of water, a glass of water appears. I'd love a smile from a stranger, a smile from a stranger appears. I'd love to get a new job can appear. I'd love to manifest more money, and then I'll get into that in a moment. But I'd love to really, I'm healthy, even if you're really sick. And but it's like telling yourself that you're healthier and saying that I believe that I have permission to be healthier despite what I'm going through right now. There is a shift in the energetic field, because if we are truly ill and we're truly diagnosed and we have this prognosis that is very dire, of course, we're going to be into a depression and a sadness and a deep place. But if you really look within and say, wow, well, I'm going to make the most of this. And in all the power that I have left, even if you've had chemotherapy and you're so exhausted and you're so, you don't feel well from that, I know it's so hard. But there's a place within that if you just say, look, I'm doing this treatment or I'm doing a different form. You don't have to do chemotherapy. Like some people don't do that. But I'm saying, whatever it might be, I lost a leg. Now I'm learning how to walk with a prosthetic, right? You're doing conditioning. You're doing physical therapy to learn how to adjust with your prosthetic leg, right? Different things that you work with. There's the positivity that anyone who's ever gone through truly treacherous times, whether in the psychoanalytical aspect, in the spiritual aspect, and also in the physical, where it's like so injurious and it's debilitating and it's painful and it's really hard to see the light. That is also a motivation for any of you out there who are going through something like that, or you know someone going through something like that, because the power of thought is so prevalent. The power of thought can work in the negative and also in the positive. And so I feel like if you get also to like random messages of synchronicity, there's a lot of synchronicity happening right now, a lot of synchronicity in the Piscean time at this moment, especially because we're also in the retrogrades of the self. The one, like if you look at, let's say in the Venus retrograde, that affects the self and self-love so much. So there's parts of self-doubt that come up. So when you see synchronicity, allow that to apply to you. But go into that affirming place. And so I think this would be a good time for me to get into affirming that significance of the spoken word. And so, you know, if you, I've spoken about this before, but to spell, right, to write. And so even in the Bible, it says that, but to spell, a spell is a spell. So if you write down, I love myself, and you write it down, there's this conscious action and the subconscious and the neurons in the body, but also in the spark and the divine spark within the self, and that atomic energy functionality starts to really rise up. But just imagine if you were to say it even more and write it even more or speak it. And so when you speak a word, it goes into existence. So that's why words are powerful, because you can say something so beautiful and lovely, but you can also utter a word that is vile and not so favorable, and it won't be benefic. And it is actually also going to be served into the echo chamber. So in the utterance of a word, speaking the word, the daily word, proclaiming mantras, affirmations, the prayer. And if you really focus on the psychological aspect, whether or not verbal prayer can work or not, I will say this, that psychologically, though, there's this insistence that the spoken word has so much suggestive power to it. So when there's a suggestion, right, you're actually transmuting through the ethers and you're applying next level and first, second, third, fourth, fifth order of thought process. So if you go into the deeper layers and the psychic levels of the mind, because we're all psychic, our pineal gland is not just sitting there for no reason. And many pineal glands are calcified due to the fluoride and water, and that's another topic, and the foods and the preservatives, that's another topic, however, and medications. But when you truly look at the deeper psychic levels of all of our minds, all of you are psychic. Some of you are more tapped in than others, but some of you might not think you're psychic at all, but you are. God did place that pineal gland within. You look at the symbolism of the pine cones, it's everywhere. It's everywhere in all theological backgrounds. It's literally present there. What does that mean? It's actually a symbolism of our third eye. So whatever religion you are, whatever background you are, if you don't believe in it all, we have a pineal gland that is the third eye, and that's truly our inner vision. And so when you go into the deeper aspects on a psychic level, deeper, deeper, deeper level, you look at inarticulate thoughts, like, and then you see that, wow, okay, this is deeper than those inarticulate thoughts. There's something that's far beyond mere inarticulate thoughts. And when you express a verbal prayer, it's utterly powerful because it cleanses the energy. So many of you, you may know this, but if you're ever in a moment and you just want to proclaim out loud or to yourself, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, three times in a row, well, something shifts, something changes. Or if you, it's respective to you to call and do something different for you, like, peace be with me, peace be with me, peace be with me. And even the, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself, or I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. Whatever is for the right time and place for yourself, there is a strength in that, a strength in the utterance of the word, the spoken word. And that anatomy of prayer is essentially true, because the anatomy of affirming is essentially true. If you look at meditation and where you can go, and the beta and the alpha waves are regulated, and you go into a deep, deep, deep place of improving that mindset, and thereby the emotion also takes an improvement, because the mindset's improved, the emotions are improved, and then the physical starts to improve regardless of what is going on with you in the physical. And so when you go to the aspect of center, your why, and then you think about your speech. So if you look at how closely connected the center of speech is in your life, in your mental, emotional, spiritual, physical life, when you speak good words, it's truly paramount to improving many elements of your life. So for instance, someone who's suffering financially right now, I'm so broke, I'm so poor, I can't buy food, I can't pay the bills, how am I going to take care of the kids? I understand you. I totally understand. But if you go into, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to make this work. I'm going to call in that all financial doors are open to me. All doors of prosperity are open to me now. And dear God, please give me the abundance of financial doors to be open to me. Or may God prosper you and everything and everyone around you. May God prosper myself, my family, and everything around my family. You can go into those types of attitudinal, energetic correspondences and start with that. Because when you're in the place of, I'm so broke, I'm so poor, I don't have money, I can't eat, I can't feed my children. Well, you're giving, I understand. And I'm not minimizing that feeling because that's a true, very serious, paramount expression. And it's survival. However, going into the energy of saying that I am making firm of my good, and you're verbalizing or writing it down or secretly saying it to yourself in your mind, or if you say it out loud, it's a decree. So verbal prayers are essentially part of the process. Verbal affirmations are part of the process. So verbal mantras as well. So sometimes even at the 11th hour. So if you were to say, and just when you start to worry, you want to give it to God. When you start to be in fear, give it to God. And in the element of prosperity, in that vigilance, right? There's so much in that energy. So if you say this, all financial doors are now open to me. How does that feel? All financial doors are now open to me. And you just start to express it, say it over and over. Believe it. And then you could also say, like, all financial channels are now free to me. All financial channels are now free to me. All financial channels are now free to me. How does that feel? And you sit with that feeling. And you don't have to do these long, convoluted, drawn out prayers and affirmations, but you start off with, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Dear Heavenly Father, dear God, Buddha, any, you know, whoever's respective to you, please help me. I don't want to be stuck. I believe in myself, but please help me. God helps those who help themselves. And also another one that you could do is, let's say it's divine substance now appropriately manifests for me. Divine substance now appropriately manifests for me. And so when you express that, because you're a divine being, you are a spark of divinity. You are all created by God, by the creator, by the universal construct of that this is your timeline here on planet Earth. You're meant to be here right now. And so why not tune in to that ether, that frame of positive lineage that can help you when you feel like you're drowning? And then you could become like the lotus from the quicksand that you persevered, like the diamond in the matrix, the carbon. So when you express that, you see how that feels for yourself. You see how that feels. And in essence, though, there's this decree, and you can make your own decree, a decree that really works for you, that you feel is right for you, that befits you. And so, you know, what happens is that essential right financial door will open for you. That divine abundance will manifest itself for you. You have to believe it. You have to express it. You have to be consistent with it. And I'll get into the physical in a moment here with health, but you know, recognize that in regular daily intervals, the power, because why not? Because you could be saying, I'm so scared, I'm so worried, I don't have money, I'm broke, I can't feed myself and my children, whatever, right? All of that, with all due respect. I say that with respect and compassion, no minimization. But you can be saying that, but giving and feeding to the energy of scarcity, and also in the energy of the fear that is compounded with scarcity. And that creates anxiety, unfortunately. And then you're stuck. And then you're essentially in that quicksand. And there's no rope to pull you up to become a lotus flower. So this is why those times that one might be spending in the lack Yes, that's important. It's survival. I understand. I see people like this constantly, and then they change their lives, and then they improve, and then they get better. And the next thing you know, they never go there again. They never have to go through that again, and they're in the gratitude. So, essentially, speaking forth your verbal prayers, speaking forth your verbal affirmations, speaking forth those decrees, and there are many decrees. I can get into those decrees, but there's a lot of decrees, and I don't have time on this show to speak of all the decrees, but I'll touch point on the few for today. However, when you go into that decree and you express it verbally, please remember that there is a energy to that word, to those words, to what you write down, to what you express, to what you say to yourself. Is a universal substance that keeps in this constant flow. We're always in this perpetual, motion of ebb and flow. And then if there's stagnation, we have to work around that and create and move that around. And so there is a significant amount of atomic vibration from the good that you express, from the good that you speak, from the good that you write, from the salutations, because when you release that atomic energy through those spoken decrees of your good and your good wishes for others, guess what? Ultimately, it reverts and returns right back to you. And the things that you may have put on automatic pilot, so to speak, the next thing you know, that's taken care of. Thank you, God. Thank you, Goddess. Thank you, universe. Right? And so, when you ask for something, when you pronounce thy good, when you pronounce this good, when you pronounce your good, right? There's this vastness of affirming that feels complete, and then it just feels right. And so, some of you may be surprised. Some of you may have already witnessed the miracles when you apply these principles in your own life. Perhaps some of you might have said, well, I'm saying this, I did that years ago and I had good luck and God blessed me, but I haven't been able to get that back and I've been trying so hard. Well, that's okay. This is a reminder that try again in a simple way, make it less complicated. Simplify your process and just go into affirming your good and that you open the doors to your success. And so this applies to health also, because if you've been injured and oh, that's so painful, right? And it's just very debilitating and it causes depression, sadness, a lack of purpose, and also a great deal of that anxiousness because you feel stuck and you're, not able to go around the world the way in which you're accustomed to. So when you apply to your cellular function and you pray, when you verbalize, when you manifest, you affirm that I'm going to be able to walk better. I will be able to walk better. I will be able to have less pain. Please, dear God, open the doors of peace and bliss for me. Please, dear God, open the doors of joy for me. Things like that. And many of you might already be doing that, of course, but keep doing it because it's that initial momentum, and then there's the secondary momentum. Because when you apply the decrees by asking, when you actually are inclined and actually ask God, Goddess, the universe, that is a powerful notion. The prayer of asking God for what you want, knowing, even if you know that you do not have to try to force Him to give it to you because it was God in the first place that wanted you to want to ask because we have free will, right? So you look at what's already there in your mind's eye, your psychic mind, in your heart, and in the application of your desire. But what's there in the invisible plane, right? What if it's already coming inward to you? What if it's incoming? Just like when you plant a seed, unless you have microscopic vision, you can't really see it unless it buds up, correct? So you want to really go into this place of that I'm opening to receive something better for me, my better health, my better mobility, right? Whatever it may be that is your concern, right? But when you actually can say something like this or something better, dear Father, this or something better, and you can also say something similar, like you can use your own application, but if you want to say that, let thy unlimited good appear, that's another good one too, because these are simple things. Some people can say all kinds of long drawn out, and that's fine. To each their own. I personally prefer details. I personally have witnessed details, like details, 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 details. I'm very meticulous, so I operate in the detailed way, but in these simple ways, just to kind of get the breakthrough going, the reunion of your prayer, the reunion of your affirmation, in that reunion of your mantras, it's okay to just go into this sudden quickness of, dear God, open the doors for me, right? But if you are going to go into details, be very specific. Be very specific, because that saying, be careful what you wish for, you just might get it. Well, here comes the aspect here of responsibility. So are you ready for the responsibility when you actually do receive what you want? So let's say that you prayed, let's say that you were laid off and you were upside down, you almost lost your house, or you did lose your house, and then you prayed and you prayed and you prayed and you prayed and you did everything, and then you got that job, and it's three times more than the job you had before, and now you can catch up and you can be debt free and you can buy a new house now, and your car is repossessed, you could buy a new car, and you're like, wow. Well, here comes the responsibility. Are you able to handle the responsibility that comes from that respective new good that has entered your life that you worked so hard and sought for, right? The responsibility. So there are so many elements, and I should probably cover more of these in our next show. However, there's that divine intelligence that has the awareness that when you ask for guidance, when you ask for wisdom, when you ask for blessings, when you ask for a miracle, and whatever that miracle is, when you know it, psychologically with your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, that in those deeper levels of the mind that I was referring to earlier in the psychic realm of our mind, that we have this deep, 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 beautiful, infinite intelligence. And it actually has a desire to work for us. And so when you recognize that you have the ability deep within, that that's your divine rightful inheritance in your anatomical, biological structure, and some of you epigenetically have different, let's say, inheritances in the physical, biological, ancestral, where some of you, where it's culturally appropriate to be psychic. And then in some, it's like, you're weird. There's no such thing as ghosts, or there's no such thing as being psychic. And so you shut it down. You shut it down your formative years, or you're, inhibited, and it's hindered, and it needs to be reawakened now. So, I mean, there's all kinds of, circumstances that apply with that. But when you really work with that decree of, let's say you pray so hard And you release that superpower, that super wisdom, that divine intelligence that you're so tapped into, that subconscious, that unconscious, and the higher conscious all combined. And you're affirming with that divine intelligence, leading you along the way to achieve that where, wow, I can walk again. But does that mean that you can really get on the motorcycle? Should you get on that motorcycle if you don't have proper training, right? Should you go swimming in Greece if the weather's not doing well? You could get swept under the tide. You see what I mean? So there's a responsibility to when you receive your prayer, when you receive your affirmation, when you receive your mantra. And then another element too is again divine love. So if you look at a deeper way, like if you contemplate deeper in the manner and ways of, let's say, I long to love myself. I long to have a fortunate life. I long for good fortune, right? I ask for that. I receive good fortune. Well, look at what you will be doing with that good fortune for yourself. And when you affirm those powerful aspects and prayers and elements that are aligned and congruent for yourself, and you affirm that divine love, what comes up for you? What feels the best? So if you're looking for love, let's say, if you are seeking a new partnership or you're seeking a renewed partnership with your present partner, or if you're in a place where you're surrendering and you're surrendering what doesn't serve you any longer, and you're really looking within to see what can serve you, and you want to just love yourself more, that divine love is like an ocean waiting for you to use a cup to pull from it, use it. And it also reciprocates because it also gives back into that ocean vastness. So, if you're in the place of wanting to invite love in your field from an external person or renewed love from a person who exists right now in the present, and there's some conflict, there's a bit of a rough patch, so to speak, or some things are feeling stagnant. There's a complacency there. Well, you can call upon that divine love goes before me and prepares the way. Divine love goes before me and prepares the way. And you could also say something similar to, I call upon love to work any miracles. Or I can call upon love to work any miracles that need working in this experience. I call upon divine love to be my experience. Whatever works for you. But see how simple that can be? And you just invite that in. And you can even say, I invite that in. I invite the powerful, loving action of God into my life right now. I invite the powerful, loving action of God into my life. I invite the powerful, loving action of God to provide me with my own true place in life now. I invite the powerful, loving action of God to provide me with my own self-love right now. I invite God to renew the love that I have right now, whatever it might be. God, Goddess, Universe. So you get ideas, you get the concepts. You get these desires, you have these goals, and what do you want to do with them? And so, for the remainder of the balance of the show, I'd like everyone just to think about what is it in your life? And maybe a bunch of you have a combination of finances, health, love, right? Also a mental state, emotional state, spiritual state. You just want to heighten your spiritual attributes. You want to go deeper into the spiritual realm. You want to transcend your own fears of the unknown and just go deeper in a spiritual journey because you feel called, you feel inclined. Well, that's the same application. You can literally say, dear God or dear universe, I invite the will of my journey to come my way, whatever you want. You can open those doors. And when you open those doors, and sometimes if you feel like so lost, you're like, give me all the above on the menu. I don't know. I can't pinpoint it all. Then just say that essentially, here, this is perfect, that thy will be done. Thy will be done. That my Father worketh and I work. And so, whatever it is, if you want to fill in the blank, is everything on the menu in every different language? Then go for it. That's okay. So if you seek that, and you can do it without haste and without delay, but you can also declare to yourself that you can actually say that, say without haste and without delay, without wasting my time, essentially. Without haste and without delay in the perfect way. Yeah, that feels good. So my healing manifests under divine grace. And that feels good too. And so you just ask for whatever is my will, let it be done. And so much to think about. I hope it's been inspiring and motivating, and I hope that it has been helpful in those ways and respective to what works for each and every one of you. And there are times and places where some things work for some elements and other things need something different. So it's all about a discovery process within. And so it's also look at journaling and just starting your prayer, starting your mantras, or reawakening your muscle memory for that if you just need to do it more. So, in closing, I just wanted to wish all of you a very, very wonderful weekend. And also enjoy this Piscean season. Enjoy your prayer work, your mantra work, and enjoy your self-care and self-love. And be loving and kind and compassionate to yourselves. And even through any difficulties, just remember that you are here for a reason and you're worth it. And so don't forget that. And I wanted to thank you all for your presence, your participation, those of you that subscribe to the Beyond Earth show. I am so grateful. And it's always a blessing and a privilege and an honor to be with you. And once again, this is your host, Ray Trujillo of the Beyond Earth Show. And I will see you all again next time. Have a blessed weekend. Thank you. Bye.